I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Venezuelan Bishops Conference stated that a jail riot and fire that killed 68 people last week could have been prevented. They stated that given the deficiencies and issues throughout the judicial, police, and penitentiary system, this tragedy was like a, quote, ominous event that could be seen coming. Jails in Venezuela are known for being overcrowded and corrupt. Authorities have not released an official statement about what happened, but according to one prisoner and families of other prisoners, it appears that a disagreement between guards and inmates escalated to a point that the guards fired shots and someone started a fire with gasoline. Both Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and the prison minister have been silent on the incident. Winnie Madiki Mandela, anti-apartheid activist and the ex-wife of Nelson Mandela, died today at the age of 81. She had been suffering from an illness for a long time and had been in and out of the hospital since the start of this year. Madikizela and Mandela were married from 1958 to 1996, with Mandela being imprisoned for most of the marriage. Madikizela Mandela was also imprisoned for months and put under house arrest for years due to her fight against white minority rule in South Africa. The family stated that details of her memorial and funeral services will be released as soon as they are finalized. President Trump stated that Congress needs to pass border legislation and, if necessary, should use the, quote, nuclear option to do so. The nuclear option would get rid of the filibuster in the Senate. However, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has stayed away from using that, saying that Republicans will be thankful for the filibuster when they are the minority in the Senate. Meanwhile, Trump has invited Russian President Vladimir Putin to the White House, but no date for the visit has been set. One of Putin's aides said the invitation came during the phone call on March 20th, when Trump congratulated Putin for winning the presidential election. It's unclear whether the visit will still happen, following the recent expulsion of Russian diplomats from around 20 countries and Russia's expulsion of diplomats in response. Nigeria's Islamic extremist Boko Haram attacked two villages near the northeastern city of Maiduguri yesterday, killing at least 15 people. Boko Haram had tried to enter the center of the city itself, but army soldiers blocked them, killing 6 armed militants and 7 suicide bombers. In total, at least 83 people were injured in the clash. An army spokesman stated that troops were still pursuing the extremists and asked people to report any suspicious persons or activity to authorities. 118 French bishops signed a declaration opposing suicide in all forms and praising end-of-life care. The declaration comes as parts of Europe are looking to legalize physician-assisted suicide. In the statement, the bishops said the existence of those at the end of their lives is a call, quote, what humanity, what attention, what kind of solicitude will we show to those? They praise those who provide palliative care but express concern over the amount of trained healthcare workers able to provide it and believe the shortage of available workers has helped the push for legalized assisted suicide. The bishops also said that passing legal assisted suicide would, quote, undermine pre-existing legislation that ensures a peaceful end to life. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericanMagazine.org.